This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, my friends, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast. I'm answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and to shorten the learning curve in your jazz journey. We have a great question today. This one comes from Andy Berry. Let's give it a listen.
What's the difference between a second, an add two, a sus two, and a ninth? They all describe the same note. The key of C is D. And I'm just confused on why the different names for the same note.
So this is a really great question. And it's actually a really important music theory concept for us to understand. In the question, he's asking, what's the difference between a second, an add to, a sus to, and a ninth? What does that mean? But the bigger question here is, what is the difference between a scale tone and chord extensions? Really important to understand this. So as a lot of us know, when we talk about a scale, right, let's use the C major scale, right? We have different scale tones, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then the eighth is the octave, right? Okay. Now, we can talk about extensions as well, and that's essentially notes that we continue going up with the octave. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then 9 would be the next one. 9 is the next note up from there, right? But it's also, if you think about it, it's the second scale degree, just an octave higher, right? So if we go 1, 2, well, the ninth is just an octave higher. So that basic concept is important to understand. But then we also have to understand the context in which we would use the second or use an add to or use a nine, right? That's really important to understand. So first of all, again, we just discussed what the difference between a second and a ninth is. A second is literally the second note of a scale. The ninth is also the second note of the scale, but an octave higher. Right? So there's our ninth. And that goes for the other extensions as well, right? The other extensions being the 11th, right? Which is the same as the fourth scale degree. It's just an octave higher. Or the 13th, which is the same as the sixth scale degree, just an octave higher, right? Okay, great. We got that covered. Now, if you see a C major 9 chord, what does that mean? Okay, so first of all, how do we build just a basic chord? And we're talking about seventh chords here because that's really what we use in jazz, right? So a seventh chord, you can think of it as every other note in the scale. You can think of it as stacking thirds on top of each other. You can think of it as a triad with an added seventh on top. But right, to build a major seventh chord, we have root, third, fifth, and then major seven, right? So the chord sounds like this, right? Now, if we want to build a C major nine chord, all that means is on top of that major seventh chord, we are adding the ninth, which we already discussed is the second scale degree, just an octave higher. So now we have root, third, fifth, seventh, and then the ninth, right? Now, what I'm playing here is what we call a closed position voicing, where you're literally stacking every single one on top of each other, right? But in some cases, if you're a guitar or a piano player, you know, you're not always going to have every single one of those chord tones in your voicings, right? You might not do that, right? You might omit some. But this is what like this is just a guitar voicing of a C major ninth chord sounds like. And you can hear it's a beautiful sound. It's got that ninth in there. But the important thing to understand here is that you are adding the ninth on top of the chord. The root, the third, the fifth, and the seventh are still there. That's the basic foundation of building a triad and then a seventh chord. And then you're adding that extension as essentially a color note on top, right? So here's where we get into the other bits here that we're being asked about. What is an add to chord? An add to. So it's actually in the word there. It's adding the second tone. Now you might think, well, isn't that the same as a ninth? Because I just mentioned that you're adding the ninth. Well, add two, which by the way, I don't really see that very much in jazz, honestly. And add two means you are playing that second note in that lower first octave, right? You're adding the two in there. So now you got the root, the two, right? The third, the fifth, and the major seven. So, right? So that's what an add to chord would be ultimately. Again, I don't see the add to honestly come up a lot in jazz. Now, when we talk about a sus to, that's different, right? That's different. So where we just talked about the ninth is an octave higher and the add to is being added to the chord, but it's that octave, the original octave lower than the ninth. When we add a sus anything, whether it's a sus two or a sus four, it means that it's replacing the third, okay? It is replacing the third. Now, sus chords you see more often over dominant seventh chords, right, in jazz, not necessarily a major seventh. So let's switch to a dominant seventh chord. So a basic dominant seventh chord, in this case for like a C7, would be root, third, fifth, and then flat seven, right? So let's start by just going, let's start by having that add two in there, right? So I mentioned again, this is replacing the third. So again, now our chord is going to be root, second, fifth, flat seven. That's what it's going to sound like. Now, the sus four, which honestly is more common to be seen in jazz, right? Not so much the sus two, but the sus four is, again, you're replacing that third with the fourth scale degree. So now it's root, four, fifth, and then flat seven. And it'll sound something like this. Really nice sound, okay? Now, again, we talk about the fourth, for example, right? What's the extension of that? Will that be the 11th? The 11th would be the fourth. But then if we're doing an 11th chord of some sort, it would be root, third, fifth, seventh, and then 11th on top of it. Actually, technically, if we're talking really technically, it's root, third, fifth, seventh, ninth, 11th, because that's how you build closed position voicings. You keep stacking on top. And the ninth would be in between that seventh and the 11th there. But in the case of a sus four chord, again, much more common in jazz than an add two or a sus two, would be you are replacing that third with the fourth, right? That's the difference between sus chords, between just regular old scale tones and extensions. So it's important to understand that difference there in music theory, because if you see those chords, you have to understand that no, the second is not the same as the ninth. And the way the second might be used within a chord is much different than it would be used in a ninth, right? If we're seeing a sus four chord, it's not the same as the 11th, right? As an 11th chord, because if we have a sus four, there's no third in the chord. But if we have an 11th chord, the third is in the chord, right? And so that's a really important distinction there. and different sounds that you're going to get from it. Again, just to simplify this, think of sus kinds of chords as, you know, essentially changing the structure of the chord itself. You're changing that basic root, third, fifth, seventh formula there. But an extension is adding color on top of that chord. That's honestly the best way to think about it outside of a theory perspective. All right, that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as good as just a little bit of quality practice time. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't want you to miss out on any episodes. And we have a great Fast Track Friday episode coming up tomorrow, which kind of sums up all we've been talking about this week. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll see you tomorrow. And until then, happy practicing and cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask or find the link in today's show notes.